The UK Report.
Yeah, let's go to Adam and in London and see what Donald Trump's in the news again. Go on.
Yeah, we're freezing our chuds off over here. Donald Trump is in hot water, and not for the first time over Twitter. The American president has treated his 46 million Twitter followers to some retweeted hate videos that were posted originally by an extremist far-right group in London, a group called Britain First. They're a tiny political movement. I hadn't heard of them until today. They're anti-Muslim, anti-immigration, and they have these videos which purport to show British Muslims committing crimes. There's absolutely no evidence that these are in any way truthful videos. But they've been given a world stage by Mr. Trump retweeting them. And the woman responsible, Jada Franson, is herself due in court in a couple of weeks, charged with threatening and abusive words or behavior. And her group, Britain First, was supported by the white supremacist who murdered the Labour MP Joe Cox last year. Can you imagine how this is going down in the UK right now?
Dreadful, dreadful stuff. Well, this Brexit divorce, by gee, it's going to set you back.
I'll say, according to a load of reports, though certainly not confirmed by government, it's going to be somewhere between 40 and 55 billion euros, roughly speaking, 50 billion pounds, $90 billion, just to get out. This is because of the commitments to projects, infrastructure, pensions, and so forth. And as I say, no one has confirmed it in government, but it's certainly what people are suggesting. And of course, it's more than double what the Prime Minister touted in her speech recently in Italy. Do you know what, though, Alan? No one here can remember anyone at the time of the referendum ever mentioning that we had to cough up to walk out. And yet, boy, are we coughing up.
I know. All these divorces are expensive, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London. Good to talk to you.